8:30 from WKAR 90.5 FM, your NPR station for the Capital Region. You're listening to Morning Edition. It's time for our Mondays with the Mayor segment. And joining us today is Lansing Township Supervisor DeAndre Hayes. Thank you for coming in early on a Monday morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for bringing the beautiful weather today.
You're welcome.
You had a good weekend and enjoyed it?
I did. The weather this weekend was amazing. It was fantastic to get out and walk some trails and really just enjoy it.
Did the same thing. Got out, did a little hiking. It's so beautiful.
Yes.
We know that you are the Lansing Township Supervisor. We also know you're an MSU grad.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about that experience during your MSU years.
Oh, my MSU years were fantastic. I came here. I'm born and raised in the city of Detroit. I came here to go to school because MSU was a beautiful campus. Originally, I wanted to be a doctor. I ended up graduating from the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources as a food industry management grad. And I worked in the field for a couple of years and decided to pursue my master's degree. So I went to CMU, and that's where I got my master's of public administration.
Yeah, what led you into public administration and public service? What were kind of some of the things in your background that inspired you to go down that road?
That is a very interesting question. So after I graduated from MSU, I got my perspective of what I considered the young adult real world. And I noticed that there was one consistent theme. A lot of the decisions that were made in my life, from paying taxes to paying back student loans to local ordinances, were made by elected officials. So I wanted to learn more about a public administration and public policy because it had a direct impact on my life.
Right. What was your experience like at CMU earning your master's degree?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a 2-year program, and they exposed me to so many components of finance and public policy and just comparative analytics. And I got to study abroad in Italy, and that was amazing. We compared to politics from the Italian legislature, some of the things that they were doing there locally in Rome and Macerata, where I stayed, and what we were applying here at home. So it was a very interesting contrast, but there were a lot of similarities.
With us today is Lansing Township Supervisor DeAndre Hayes. Thanks again for being on Morning Edition today.
Thank you for having me. This is fantastic.
We're having a great time this morning. Beautiful weather and a terrific conversation about some important issues and some beautiful spots and some fun events in Lansing Township. Let's turn the pages back a couple here and talk about some of the flooding we experienced in the region weeks ago. What was the impact on Lansing Township and your community?
The impact was severe. Several of our businesses were gravely impacted, as well as the residential area in the Urbandale neighborhood. There are a couple of homes that are still being evaluated by engineers to determine the integral structural integrity to make sure that they are safe to operate. I know that there have been some foundation cracking in one of the homes, so it's very real that some of them will be condemned, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we have learned a lot going through this flood, the importance of emergency management, getting the word out. Our volunteers were phenomenal. I mean, they went door to door, letting citizens know, letting business owners know of the impending danger, making sure that they had all of their questions answered. And it had been a fantastic response by them, as well as our emergency service operators. So I really appreciate that, as well as Mayor Andy Shore working collaboratively with me in that project.
Right. How many volunteers were you able to organize?
And overall, it may have been well over 50 volunteers if you include our emergency personnel, almost 100.
Right. Give us an idea where that Urbandale area is for those who aren't familiar with the map in their own minds.
Oh, okay. So our Urbandale area, we would classify Kalamazoo as a good marker. Kalamazoo, Homer area. A flagship would be Dagwoods. Everyone seems to know where Dagwoods is. And our newest business over there is Green Dot Stables, who was able to recover very well from that. And they're known from their sliders, and they're located also in the city of Detroit. So they've been a great addition to that area.
Right, Kalamazoo was closed right there at 127. And anybody who drives through East Lansing into Lansing on Kalamazoo knows exactly that location.
Yes.
So we were through that area with our WKR news team, and there was quite a bit of standing water there.
Yes.
A couple of feet high for some time. So sorry to hear about the damage and loss that those have suffered, but glad to hear that people seem to be bouncing back now. Let's talk about another project, and that's the Waverly Golf Course. Over in towards the west side of Lansing. What's happening there?
Oh, it's so exciting what's going on at the Waverly Golf Course. We're actually having a meeting tonight at 7 p.m. It's a special meeting of the Planning Commission to hear the vision that Tom Pullman is the investor from Northern Capital Investments out of Grand Rapids. Mm-hmm. His vision for that site is going to be a rezoning request. Right now it's zoned residential, and the thought is to make it planned development to allow for mixed use. That would include some retail as well as restaurants, a gas station, office businesses, but I'm most excited about the residential component. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about single family homes, multifamily housing, a senior complex. It's phenomenal, the plan that they have for that space. So I'm really excited about it.
What kind of turnout? Are you hoping for a good turnout? Maybe some discussion or just be presentation?
I think that there is going to be a presentation, right, and then some lively discussion, mm-hmm, because anytime you do this type of redevelopment, you're going to have input from citizens directly impacted by it. You know, there are going to be people who are for it and people who have issues with it, but my hope is that we put it all out there and we address as much of it as possible.
That's a large-scale project. By the way, I'm speaking with DeAndre Hayes. She's Lansing Township Supervisor, and we're talking about some of the projects and news in her community. We've heard about this major project that will be in the planning for the days to come at the former Waverly Golf Course. But you were telling me a story about a project on such a local level on something like sidewalks that you get directly involved with folks who need repairs right in front of their own homes.
I do. And people are very surprised, I got to tell you, to see the supervisor of the township out marking sidewalks. But I'll give you an example. So last week, I got a call from a resident. She saw the markings on the sidewalks, and the ones that need to be repaired have an X on them. And she thought that she had a few that had been missed, so she wanted to know if someone could come out and look out. And I said, yeah, someone will come out and look at your sidewalks. And when I showed up, she was surprised.
That's great.
So here is the township supervisor dressed in a t-shirt and sweats, prepared with my marking paint to mark the sidewalks.
I was going to say, you're out there with the spray paint can.
I am,
right?
And I'm spraying away. Yeah. And she was very appreciative because people think because of my position, something like that would be out of my realm, but I don't feel as though any position, I'm above it. As a supervisor, I was elected to be a servant. And when the people need something, I want to be there to help, to answer questions, to give them feedback, to just grant a listening ear and to be helpful in any way that I can.
You're also saying that there is some funding allocated for people who need to do things like this, like sidewalk repair.
Yeah, so sidewalk and roads. We have a sidewalk and road millage in the township. We were very fortunate that we were proactive. We saw that it was stalling in the state legislature. And meanwhile, our roads were getting worse. Our sidewalks were becoming in disrepair. We had to do something. So the township as a whole took action, and the people voted to support it. We have a sidewalk plan located on our website. So we go to the township, throughout the township, a section every year to repair it. And this year we're on the east side of the township in our Grosbeck area. Mm-hmm. And so we expect to be there maybe for another year before coming back to the west side and working on the business areas.
Let's jump ahead to July 20th. We're almost out of time. What's happening?
Oh, July 20th is our Movie in the Park event. And this year we are looking at screening the movie Coco. I am very excited about this event. It's our second annual, and I think I can call it annual since we had such a successful first year. Mm-hmm. This event is near and dear to my heart. While a lot of other municipalities may have a movie night, what I strive to do is provide a free form of entertainment for families who can't necessarily afford it in Lansing Township and even our surrounding communities. I provide free concessions, free entertainment. It really is a time for families to come together and really just enjoy each other. And I also provide cultural education.
Where's that going to be again?
That is going to be at East Intermediate School. Mm-hmm. And that address is 3131 West Michigan, again, July 20th. And you want to get there at 6 p.m. Bring your favorite chair or blanket.
Movie in the Park, July 20th with Lansing Township Supervisor DeAndre Hayes. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.